This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, Jim. Hello, everyone. Great to be with you.
And Bridget, we welcome people before, but I know we're people on the kind of south side of Indy, all the way down to Columbus, are just discovering us now, saying, gee, what's this station all about? Well, if you're in that area, anywhere from about 465 on the south side of Indianapolis, down to Columbus, anywhere down there, and haven't discovered it yet. Maybe you work up here and hear a little bit of us up here, or live and travel through that area. It's at 89.5, anywhere in that area from South Indy all the way down to Columbus, and a lot of communities in there, Franklin, Whiteland, Trafalgar, just there are a whole bunch of towns there that now have Catholic radio.
Greenwood.
So, Greenwood, yeah.
Did you say Greenwood?
I did. I think I forgot Greenwood.
I know. I think that's the only one I could think of.
Actually, Greenwood's probably the biggest community in that area, but we'd like to welcome everybody in that area and tell your friends about us here at Catholic Radio Indy. We always like to start things off with a prayer. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the precious gifts of life and health. Thank you for my family and friends and my faith in you. Thank you that I live in the United States of America. Please bless and protect each member of my family and protect us from anything that would lead us away from you and from all harm and serious illness, from bullying, addiction, abuse, and violence of all kinds. And through the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, please one day welcome each of us into your holy kingdom. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right.
We're a team here, Jim. You started out and I close it up. Well, I did want to also mention, we talked about our expansion. We added another tower. So we have four towers in the Indianapolis Central Media area, or Central Indiana area. And we also are expanding. We've got our digital media platforms. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So the easiest way to follow us on our social media is to go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. You can just look at the icons, the social media icons, just click it, and then you can follow us that way. And we also have an app. So if you're not listening over the air, you want to listen us while we stream, or listen to us over the app, just go to one of the Google Play Store, your iTunes, and search Catholic Radio Indy, download the app. It's free, and you can listen to us there. So just wanted to throw that out as well. Today, we're going to be talking about ways to break the cycle of hopelessness in the Indianapolis community through a ministry called Vagabond Missions. Joining us in studio is the Indianapolis Area Director, Catherine Ord, and missionary Sienna Miller. So welcome to Faith in Action, ladies.
Thank you for having us. Excited to be here.
Well, you know, with this type of a ministry, and we'll get into the details, but the title Vagabond Missions, where does vagabond come from, and how is that maybe tied up into what the mission is?
So the mission that we have at Vagabond is really incarnational and being able to meet young people where they are. And if we look at Jesus's life as a model, Jesus really was a vagabond. He went from place to place, traveling, healing, providing hope for people. And so we use that as a model here at Vagabond. We want our missionaries to enter into the city and be able to travel alongside with our young people.
That's really super cool. And I've been really influenced by The Chosen, that great TV series that's out on Angel Productions. And it's really, it just kind of brings to life, you know, I can visualize as you're talking about Jesus, you know, taking his merry band from place to place. It really just comes alive. I want to talk a little bit about both of your backgrounds. How did you happen to get into this ministry? Do you want to start, Sienna?
Yeah, I can. So I graduated from IUPUI last May and heard about Vagabond Missions through going to a conference. They had a video put on there that kind of said about Vagabond. And it just really spoke to me and how you were able to go do outreach to young people and create this community for them that's so necessary. Back when I was in high school, I had a really good youth group community. And when I went to college, I kind of fell away from my faith a little bit. But then when I was at a point where I was like, oh my goodness, I really need community. I knew where I needed to go to, and that was back to church and back to the Catholic community that they had on campus at IUPUI. So then when I saw the opportunity to do this with Vagabond, I was like, yes.
Yeah, and I think having that Christian community really makes such a huge impact. I mean, no matter what age you are, but your target group is who?
High school youth.
Okay. And you're in generally the St. Philip Neri area on the Near East side of Indianapolis. Talk about the population that you're trying to reach right in that area, pretty much, right?
Yeah, we focus in on the Near East Side, but we partner with Arsenal Tech High School as community partners. And one of the things with IPS School District is people can be living in different areas and still go to Arsenal Tech High School. So we do have some teens that are living in different areas, but our focus really is in that inner city, being able to reach young people who might be experiencing some levels of poverty and just, you know, we were seeing some gun violence and just some really difficult times in that area. We want to be able to provide some hope there.
Now, in certain areas, poverty is more than just poor people. It's a way of life. It's a cycle. It's a ongoing thing, generational and things like that. And Vagabond is trying to maybe break that cycle somewhat.
Yeah, our goal really is to bring Jesus to the inner city. We feel like there are so many young people who've never heard about Jesus, don't know that there's another way, don't know the healing that Jesus has. And in that particular environment, we know that yes, we can help provide food and we can provide counseling and we can resource, and all of that is important and necessary. But if they don't know that Jesus loves them and saved them and has a plan for them, it's really hard to break some of those cycles that have been going on generationally.
You know, when you find Jesus, and I'm sure you're trying to communicate this, that it gives your life meaning and purpose. It's more than just, okay, now I have a place to live, not to say that you don't need that or a job and skills to do that, but you have to have a meaning to want all those things or to have a meaning in life and a purpose. And I think that's what you're trying to.
And probably have a little kind of bedrock too, that you can learn all these things, but if they're not built on some kind of a foundation, then they can easily evaporate just as easily as not.
We're talking with Catherine Ord. She's the area director for Vagabond Missions, and Sienna Miller, who is a missionary with the project. Vagabond is relatively new to the Indianapolis area. Talk a little bit about that, Catherine.
Yeah, so we were just brought here to Indianapolis in August of 2022. So we are very new to this space and this area. We've been welcomed by a lot of supporters and just people who have been praying to have us be here in this area. As a startup, it was really important that we built partnerships. So we are with Arsenal Tech as a community partner, which allows us to be on campus every week. So we're able to meet a lot of our young people through the high school. We've also partnered with St. Philip Neri Parish, so we help teach their confirmation program, as well as any of the sacraments, in any way that we're going to invite young people into the church, it would be through St. Philip Neri.
Now, is Vagabond Missions a program, or does it actually have a place?
So we are currently using St. Philip Neri's space. So we use their school gym and some of their meeting rooms. We have a youth center, which we've signed a lease on, which is right across the street from Arsenal Tech. It's currently in a process of rebuilding, but we're excited for that to be able to open, so we'll have sure. multiple places.
And how many young people are involved in the program now?
Yeah, we reach out to about 45 teens that we're serving on a regular basis weekly.
Mm-hmm. How many can you serve, or would you like to serve?
I mean, as many as we can. Right now, we have a couple programs that we do intentionally serving the teens, and then we also do things outside of the programs. But the programs that we have include a breakout, which is a youth group night, and we normally have those at St. Philip Neri, where we have a meal, we play games, and there's a talk about sharing the gospel. And then we've recently started a Bible study, where we started with two teens, and now we have regularly about 14 that go to it, and we have mm-hmm. enough where we break into small groups and have really good discussion and are just really growing in our faiths together.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about two things, and we'll have to go to a break here in a couple minutes, but what is the need that you see with these teens? You mentioned, you know, gun violence, you mentioned, you know, maybe hopelessness. What are some of the other needs that you can kind of see with that you're experiencing when you encounter these people, these teens?
I think Sienna. All of our greatest like hopes and desires is to be known and to be seen and to be loved. And that's really what all of these teens are looking for, and how we can fulfill that and give them hope through that. And we do that in the hopes that they see that that's Jesus doing it towards them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of backlash do you get when you first invite somebody in and say, hey, come on over and join us for dinner or join us for games or whatever, and they say, oh, it's a religious thing? What kind of backlash do you get there from a total stranger, and how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think surprisingly we've had a warm welcome. I think there isn't a lot of things going on in the Near East Side for young people. There's not a lot of free, safe places for them to be able to be known and again seen and loved. And so a lot of times when we invite them, they're excited. The fact that we provide transportation and food is a huge plus for them. And after they've come, they often want to invite their friends. That's not to say that when we go to Tech High School and I say, can I sit with you? They'll say no or move tables. Mm-hmm. We do get that. But I think the more that we can be consistent and show that we're a presence and someone that can be trusted, young people are really responding open-heartedly.
Sure. Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, we hear that a lot of people are unchurched, you know, these days. What percentage of young people that you've been interfacing with have never heard the gospel, that are unchurched, or is it 50-50, or do you even have like a handle on that? I mean, maybe it's too hard. I mean, obviously it's anecdotal, you know, I haven't been doing like research surveys, but just kind of in your anecdotal experience, what would you say is how many are unchurched or how many are unfamiliar with the gospel? Any guess on that?
I mean, that is our target audience, to reach to the unchurched. I would say about 70% of our kids have had little to no experience. We do have a handful, a family that is practicing some sort of faith tradition, not Catholic, but does know Jesus, can pray the Our Father, has seen the Bible before. So we have a small percentage, but majority are unchurched.
That's really cool. I mean, it's really kind of, I mean, it's good news. Hey, never heard that before, right? All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Vagabond Missions, so stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
For a long time, we've been telling you that if you have an Echo Dot or other smart speaker device, you can hear Catholic Radio Indy simply by saying, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy. Just the other day, I did that, and Alexa was feeling a bit argumentative. I'll let you hear my conversation with her. Alexa, where are you?
Here I am. What do you want?
Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Now, just why would you want me to do that?
Well, because we've got great programming 24 hours a day.
Well, a lot of other radio stations have good programs, too.
Yeah, but our programming talks about God and eternal salvation.
I am very smart. I know almost everything about everything, but I do not know about God and salvation.
Well, that's why people need Catholic Radio Indy. So, Alexa, do me a favor. Whenever anyone says, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy, just send them our way, would you?
Yes, I will be happy to do that. In the meantime, I am going to do some research about that thing you called salvation. I wonder where I can find out more about that.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guests, Catherine Ord and Sienna Miller from Vagabond Missions. And I wanted to get into a little bit, you mentioned a little bit in the earlier part of the segment that how you assist these young people at risk. They want to be known and seen and loved, and you provide transportation. That's kind of cool. But Catherine, talk a little bit about that. How you assist them, and maybe a little bit more about your programs.
Yeah, for us, having missionaries, being able to walk with young people where they're at, really is so essential. We want them to have that mentorship, to have that relationship. Jesus healed people through relationships, through entering into their life and into their brokenness and being able to bring that hope. And so one of the ways that we do that is really just by listening and being present. I remember the first time we had a Bible study, we only had two young ladies who showed up, and at the end, they thanked us and said, "We are so grateful to have a chance to read scripture, to be heard, and mm-hmm. be asked our opinion." Mm-hmm. And I think they're just so hungry to be heard and to have that safe place. Our mentorship sometimes leads us to going to the BMV and getting them a state license. It could be going to them with the school counselor and helping to advocate, to get mm-hmm. tutoring. Mm-hmm. So we really do get to kind of enter into where they're at and listen and be present and offer help and support mm-hmm. in those areas that they may need.
Now, you mentioned you have about 45, give or take, participants in the program. How do you recruit? Do students come to you, or do you go to them, or do people recommend them to you? How does that work?
We go out to them. So we are in the high school weekly. And so during their cafeteria lunchtime, we'll ask if we can sit at a table and start conversations and invite people. We also go to the local parks. We're outside of the school area. And we really just, anytime we meet a teen, we start a genuine conversation and invite them into joining us.
Does that take a certain degree of bravery? I mean,
yes.
I mean, most people aren't comfortable going up to a total stranger and saying, "Hey, want to learn about God?" But you're probably a little more sophisticated than that.
We do lead with snacks. Sometimes we have games or just easy ways to enter in a lot of just conversations of, you know, how's your day, what's been going on, if they're on their phone, are you playing a game, what game is it? We try to connect with what they're doing and bring interest, and then let them know that we have a free youth center and we provide transportation and food, and it's a safe place where you get to build community and learn a little bit about Jesus.
And the thing is that it's so easy for, you know, maybe some of our listeners who, you know, have transportation or who, you know, they've never been in that situation where they didn't have maybe a phone or something that they could do, a safe place to hang out, you know, but this is really filling a void where, you know, some young people don't have a safe place to hang out or a place to hang out. Mm-hmm. So they're just roaming the streets, right?
Yeah, many of them are living in multi-family homes, so there's lots of people in the home, or maybe there's something in the home that makes it unsafe or just difficult. Also, I think teenagers in general like to have a little break from being in their home life.
Sure.
And transportation's really hard. A lot of them use public transportation and the buses, but we're noticing many of them don't have license, and the few that can, they don't have the funds to be able to have a car. So transportation is really essential mm-hmm. for us to be able to get them where they need to be.
How do you go about the transportation? Do you get like bus passes for them, or do you like have like a big carpool, or how do you do that?
So we have a 13-passenger van,
which awesome.
I have had the privilege of learning how to drive this year. But it is really great. We get to stop and pick them up at either the school, if the program's after the school, or at their houses. And those van trips are also really good times for us to grow in relationship with one another and to have those conversations about, how's your day going? Like, how are you really doing? And then they're also very fun times for car karaoke.
I want to talk a little bit about how you're supported, or what ways can people support what you're doing so that you can have more of an impact?
being new to the Indianapolis area, we're looking for our listeners here to be monthly financial partners. So there is a way to give through the website and be a monthly partner to be able to impact young people and help provide money for the programming and food and all the needs that we have. In addition to being a financial partner, we also are looking for people who would love to cook meals or buy meals and serve them to the young people. I think when you're able to see directly the impact you're making with young people, it's really life-giving. And I love when families come and then their kids get to see, you know, what they're doing and being able to participate. So we do have opportunities to sign up for meals. We also have an Amazon wish list. So as our youth center is coming together, there's going to be lots of different items that we need to make that a space that kids want to be at. And lastly, we are always growing our volunteer team. Sure. As our missionaries, we only have a few on staff. We want more adults to pour in to young people and to participate. And we have lots of ways to volunteer. Don't be scared thinking if you say yes, you're in for your whole life. We have short-term and long-term commitments, and we'll train you. And your gifts are worth sharing.
Sure. And where does somebody get in touch with you if they want to volunteer or help out in some way?
The easiest way is to go to vagabondmissions.com. So on that website, it'll say get involved, and it has a link for volunteering as well as for financial support.
Now, I was going to ask you this earlier, and I forgot about it. Vagabond Missions, is that a one of here in Indianapolis, or is it part of a program all over the country, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a national. We are in 13 sites and 9 different cities. So new here to Indianapolis, we just have the one site now, but I think we have a vision to grow, and we see that there is a need, and so we would love to be able to offer more the longer we're here and seeing that
sure.
need.
So I would like you to talk a little bit about some of the ways people can volunteer. You did say make a meal. That could be like a financial and a, you know, hands-on, right?
Or just somebody that likes to cook.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some of the volunteer opportunities?
Yeah, some of the other volunteer opportunities is if you would like to help with transportation, getting young people home at night, if driving is something that would interest you. We also need people who will lead small groups, so be able to help have intentional conversations with young people. We play basketball and have open gyms, so if someone wanted to just, you know, come and play pickup games with young people, that helps. We go to the skate park, so if you skateboard, again, whatever thing is your hobby and something that you're really passionate about, we love to plug you in. I know painting, a lot of our girls really found a lot of healing in that, so if that's something you're interested in, being able to help lead those areas. We want to expose the young people to lots of different mm-hmm. hobbies and just general ways to manage maybe their stress, so we love to plug people in where they're gifted.
Yeah, and anyone that's run, and I've run youth programs, anyone that's run ministry, there's always food, there's just finance, you know, there's just so much involved in trying to run a program in the whole spiritual aspect, and just having chaperones and transportation and all that you're doing. I mean, it's a huge undertaking, but I'm sure you've got some great, like, success stories and just great impact stories. Could you share a couple here while we have some time left? Go ahead, Sienna.
Yeah, so one of my favorite things to do is girls group. So we started doing a girls group. We have about 6-7 girls that come to it, and I normally host those at my house, and we just play cards with one another, paint, and it's just a really fruitful time for conversations. And all of these girls, most of them just met each other, and now they have this great bond with one another where I can really see them growing towards Christ with one another.
And sometimes it's hard for young people to really meet each other. Maybe there just isn't enough time at school. There isn't necessarily a class. Maybe you're not playing a sport, or maybe because of transportation, you can't do stuff after school. So, like, what are you going to do with your time? So this really provides kind of a safe space to really build community.
Yeah, that's so true. We've had a couple girls that have told us the next day, they're like, oh, I saw this girl at school today that I saw at Underground. I didn't even know we went to the same school. So just hearing those kinds of stories, and hopefully the joy that they bring when they see each other, their classmates see that too.
And are you having, I think you've mentioned that some students will invite other students because they had a good time. Are you seeing that a lot with The people that are coming?
Yeah, I think that's our biggest growth is really the referral or just saying, can my sister come? Can my friend come? Can you pick up this person?
Yeah, and for you, Catherine, any story that you can think of that really like impacted like a young person or that you're seeing?
I think the one that stands out the most to me is we have a young woman in our program who has just had a really tough last few months and felt like her family couldn't handle it anymore. And on the ride home, she said, you know, I feel like the underground, which is what we call our youth center, is the only place that cares what happens to me. I think my parents are just done with my mistakes and I feel really cared for there. And for me, that's what we're trying to do. We want young people to know that God loves them and yeah. they have a safe place.
And that as they're building that community, that other people care about them too, and that they're journeying together. They're all kind of living that life at the same time, you know, that with their struggles, mm-hmm. but God's there for them. So how has it impacted your faith? You've just got a couple minutes left. We'll start with you, Catherine.
For me, it's put my faith in action. For so many years, I served in youth ministry and said I was serving all young people, and now I have the opportunity to do that, to really be able to reach out to those unchurched, the mm-hmm. kids who need Jesus the most. And so for me, as a mom of three, I think my children get to see what it looks like to evangelize and what it looks like to be putting your faith in action.
What about you, Sienna? What's
yeah,
been like
I
for
would
you?
Say also putting my faith in action. I think every day going out, you have to step out of your comfort zone when you go up to these teens and talk to them about your faith. And it was really also a testament for them too, that if they do believe these things, it's okay for them too, and it's okay for them to share it.
I mean, I think this has just been such a great show. You're such an inspiration for those of us sitting here hiding in our studio, right, Jim? that we need to get out there, and we all can do a lot. Give us the website one more time for our listeners to either support you financially or volunteering or with food. Say it with food, right?
Yeah, definitely. The website is vagabondmissions, that's missions with an S.com. And we look forward to getting to know more listeners and more people here in the Indianapolis area.
We are out of time. Our guests today have been Catherine Ord, Area Director for Vagabond Missions, and Sienna Miller, a missionary with the organization Vagabond Missions. You can find out more at vagabondmissions.com. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D. Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.